Just the difference overall from Friday to Saturday, Coach.
Well, I thought they, and let's give credit where credit is due. They're you can see why they're the top 10 team in the country. I mean, they've got those seniors who've been to a Final Four game. They're a very experienced veteran squad, and they play desperate. I think one of the interesting move by their coach Bob Daniels is he took out C.J. Mott, who's one of the best goalies in the country, but he had lost three games in a row, and they put in Charles Williams, and Charles has not played. Boy, since maybe October, he's only played two games. Well, he played a little relief in Mankato, Minnesota State. But I thought that really set the tone for their team as far as they were going to play hard in front of Charles and play very defensive. And you could see that. And they're older, they're stronger, and they had the jump. They had the jump. For whatever reason, we were flat. That's probably one of our flattest games. Now, having said that, there's always key points in every game that can really make a difference. We needed a spark in that game that we just couldn't seem to get anything going. And part of it was all the penalties we're taking. There were three times in the game where we were either going to be on the power play or we were on the power play, and we took penalties to nullify those power plays. So when you see our power play 0-for-7, you have to remember that some of those might have been 10 seconds long or whatever it is. So stats can be a little misleading. However, having said that, then you don't get your guys into the game. You start playing only a few players. A lot of guys sit there on the bench. They don't stay into it mentally. I didn't think we did a very good job, our guys who didn't get much ice time, staying in it mentally. But having said that, in the second period, it's a 1-0 game. We get a 2-on-1. C.J. Eich makes a great play to Malcolm Gould. Malcolm walks in basically from the top of the circles all alone. Great shot. Beats Williams clean upstairs and just hits that crossbar. And you could hear the clank in the rink. And it just drops down like a quarter of an inch. Quarter of an inch, just a little lower. That's in. There's some energy in the building. There's some energy on our bench. Completely different game. I mean, that's how important every play is. And we talk about it. Every play matters. Every play counts. But I thought that was a real key turning point in the game. They go down shortly after that, strip one of our players, walk in and score at that point 2-0. And when they have the lead, and I think you saw that, when they have the lead, they really can clamp down on you. And they just keep it simple. They flip the puck out. It's frustrating to play against. I mean, it's not pretty, but they don't care. They're not trying to get style points. They're just trying to get points, and we just weren't patient enough. We just couldn't get anything going from that point on.
Well, their first goal was on the power play. It was on a 4-on-3, and I don't remember the last time I've seen so many 4-on-3s between two teams, but that was the case, and they did score, making it 1-0.
Bernhausen goes rink wide, back up top, Lowney. Right side, one-timer, save, rebound, they score! Phillips made the save, and the rebound was tapped in. I don't know if it was Huff, I think it was, and the Huskies give up a goal, 1-0 Ferris State.
I could feel something there that the way they were moving the puck around, that they were going to get a really good opportunity there, and they did. And that was one of the penalties I think you were talking about, Coach, that just maybe wasn't a good one to take.
Yeah, we talked about, we really, maybe... Maybe I don't believe in jinxes or things like that, but we talked about it a lot before the weekend about playing 5-on-5 and playing with discipline. And the only time I good penalties would be one that's saving a goal. We really tried to drive that home this weekend. And unfortunately, both nights Friday night we took a lot of penalties. In the offensive zone, and again on Saturday night, the penalty we took to put us 4-on-3. Whether it's a good call, bad call, it's in the neutral zone. There's nothing going on, and we put ourselves 4-on-3. Mm-hmm. We took a lot of penalties a long way from our net, and we haven't done that for a while. And I don't know if we had them too jacked up or what the issue was. And sometimes you can get your team so jacked up that when you get out there, you have nothing left. And that might have been the case. So we have to stay a little bit more even keel. We can't take those penalties, and obviously that penalty cost us.
All right, so it's 1-0 at that point, and then the second goal you already touched on a little bit, Coach, at the 10:27 mark of the second period. By the way, shots in the first period Saturday night, Michigan Tech 9, Ferris State 8. And then we go to the second period at the 10:27 mark. It was one of the Huskies trying to come out. David Johnson had control of the puck on the power play, and Kleha, and I pronounced it Kletcha on the call, is the guy that takes it away and makes a nice move on J.B. Phillips.
Good job by Corey Kane again. Pressure. frustrating the Huskies. This is not a power play for Michigan Tech, though. They're kind of acting like it. Here's a steal. Klejewski did score!
So Kleha gets the goal. That was just a beautiful move once he had that opportunity. But again, one that you want back, that's for sure.
Well, you really do. I mean, it was a 4-on-4 situation, by the way.
That's right. That's right.
So it wasn't actually a power play. But even the second period, you know, we did a pretty good job. We only allowed them to 11 attempted shots on goal in the period. And they really didn't have much going until that goal. Mm-hmm. And actually, when you look at the shot chart, we created 23. We're generating some shots on our own. So, you know, we did a pretty good job in that area. But, again, we couldn't score. And you could tell that game, the way it was going, there wasn't going to be a lot of goals scored. Both teams were playing pretty well defensively. And sure enough, they get the one break, you know, that one break that they needed. You know, we hit the crossbar. They go down. Guy goes top shelf and scores, takes away from our player, and that's too bad because it's a close game to that point. I thought once that we kept playing, but that really took a lot of wind out of our sails.
So that made it 2-0. We go to the third. We're trailing 2-0. We actually outshoot them 10-6 in that second period, and it was Jared Van Warmer that really kind of put it away at the 11-16 mark, making it 3-0 Ferris State University.
Here's a chance, shot taken, and going up to make the glove save, or stop, I should say, was Phillips, but it got away from him. Centering pass in front, they score!
So that made it 3-0. That was at the 11-16 mark of period number three, and Justin DiMartino and Scott Zernowson get the assist on Van Warmer's first goal of the I believe the first goal of the season.
Well, it is. And, you know, I thought we did a real good job on their top players. Buzio, Robertson, Thompson, their leading scorers, did not pick up much, if any, mm-hmm. points this weekend. So we did a great job shutting their top players down. And usually when you do that, you're going to give yourself a great opportunity to win and for victory. But they got some secondary scoring. I don't know if you say Kletcher, how you say his name. That's his first of the year. Van Warmer, first of the year. So they had two players get their first goals of the year on Saturday to make the difference in the game. But I thought one of the other keys is we had two power plays early in the third period, that could get us back in the game. It's a 2-1 hockey game, or sorry, 2-0 hockey game going in the third period. We get those two power plays early, and I thought once those were over, you could just see the energy on our bench. We just didn't have much energy left in that third period, and we were discouraged. I thought we got discouraged a little bit by not being able to score there. And we had some, when you watch the tape back, we had some subtle chances on the power play. And Charles Williams, there's a couple rebounds where he got over, and Alex Patana, one, did a great job. Ryan Fern, another one. So we had some isolated chances on our power play to get us back in the game early in the third. We just couldn't do it, and then from that point on, I thought Ferris just played a perfect game defensively. They just got, dumped it out, dumped it in, and just sort of sat back until we made a mistake.
Ferris State, really, on their power play, really likes to move around a lot, don't they, Coach? They're like sharks. Nobody sits in one spot, really.
Well, a little bit. Not a lot. I mean, I think we did a real good job shutting them down. Obviously, Friday, I think they were 0-4, and then they just had the one on Saturday, and I thought we did a good job on it. It just, one of our players was standing right next to their guy. Should have had a stick. He tries to go for the puck, and then they sort of won the race. But they're a good team. I mean, you can see why they're a good team. They're, like I said, their best players are their older players, and they come to play, and they've been in a national championship game, and Bob Daniels has been there a long time, and they've done a good job. But his first few years when they started out, if you go back and look at the record there, it took them a while to get to where they are. But Bob's been there, boy, 20 some
years
now.
Ahead,
So they're starting to figure it out and get a team that they can compete every year, but their seniors are their best players. I mean, you look at those guys like Schwarzen on defense, and Thompson up front, and Kane's a big, strong player.
Well, he really impressed me this weekend.
Yeah, they've got some good players, and it's very difficult to sweep a team anywhere anymore, but it's very difficult to sweep a top 10 team, and we're disappointed. We wanted to sweep that team, but you look around the country, and there's a reason why those top 10, 15 teams are there. They don't get beat twice, and they're good teams, and as much as you want to beat them, you have to go out and play almost a perfect game to beat them.
I guess what I was talking about, their power play, wasn't necessarily insinuating that it was good or that we didn't do bad on it, or didn't do good on it, but that style is different. We don't see a whole lot where it did seem, at least at some of their power plays, where they were constantly moving around and changing spots, and we didn't chase after it. Isn't that what that goal